The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. That looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Hey guys, it's Miss Jenga.
Hey, it's Freckles.
Welcome to the O Face Podcast. Glad to have you back. We're on episode number 17.
17?
Right.
Holy cow.
This episode is 17?
We're out of our first trimester.
Oh, God, that's
awesome. Yeah. The sexy times have
We're almost legal to breed.
Yeah, gestation of this podcast. And here
oh, good
we are.
Lord. Wow.
Here we are. What you got on the docket for our drink holes tonight?
Well, let's see here. I think I'm presenting tonight, and it is your classic
gin
and tonic. I used to drink the hell out of these things. And we're going to be using some, I haven't had this yet.
What
Counter
is it?
Gin, handcrafted distilled gin from Seattle, Washington.
Yep, from 206.
Local 206.
Spirit.
Yes.
Yeah, gin and tonics are a great summer drink. It's been really nice weather here lately, so it's reminiscent of summertime. Living is easy.
Oh, that's good stuff.
There we
in
go.
It.
So we got some
little
gin going in. And I like mine with lime. Do you have some lime?
Oh, we got the lime?
Got a little lime juice.
Sweet.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh squeezed.
Because we do it classy around here.
That's right. That's right. Because, you know, limes. Yeah, that's right.
I'm bartending with a mic in my hand.
Ah, yeah.
Come on, feel the fizz. All right, here we go. A little bit of lime juice.
Boom, boom.
Boom. Nailed it.
Nice.
Stir with the pinky.
Cheers.
Here you go. Normally, Slancha. I like Bombay Sapphire. That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, that's good. That's a nice, clean gin.
Ooh, that's nice.
Right?
It's flowery.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little floral overtone to it. That's nice.
Good old 206.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, so Jenga, what's the topic?
That's right. The bucket list.
The bucket list.
He's the bucket list. That's Mr.
From
Big.
A couple episodes ago.
Yes.
Yeah, the part we didn't actually get to.
Right, exactly.
He just has so much.
So many stories.
Oh, he's been there so long.
And they say he's not magical.
Oh, and so I think that needs to be a multi-part series.
Okay.
Mr. Bucket List.
Mr. Bucket List. The return of the bucket list.
This is our bucket list.
It is. It is. We've got a couple handful of parties left. We wound up having to abbreviate the schedule for a whole bunch of different reasons. So we've got a couple parties left through the spring, and June 27th is going to be the final day that the building's open.
Yep.
The parties in April and May are going to be member-driven, so we're going to come up with themes and activities and stuff that the members want to do. So it's exciting. We're going to play with the members and give them what they want.
Nice.
Yes.
All right. Your topic.
Are you
going to
give me what I want?
Yeah. All right, I think you got the Jack Smacker this week.
Wow, Jack 3 minutes
smacker.
In.
Yes, Jack Smacker.
So nice.
That's the little paddle that we're that's passing pink. Around.
A little flogger on the end.
Ooh.
Oh.
There you go.
You're on my bucket list.
You're on my bucket list as well.
Yeah.
So activities on your bucket list, guys?
Activities.
Let's wind this back
quantify
a little bit.
This.
Quantify this, because the three of us have had some experiences together in separate at club, and you know, have done some what other people would consider, I think, some crazy shit.
God, I hope so.
And just along this,
we did it all for you.
This journey that we've been on.
Yeah, like I.
And it's gonna the dynamic's gonna change when the club is no longer physically there, but the goals can still remain the same. So I don't feel like it's a race to the finish that as soon as, you know, the doors close that we're going to be done with this.
Well, no, of course not.
You know, we've got our community together and planning activities and house parties and fun stuff. Expanding our repertoire.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you had on your bucket list before you came to club that you have succeeded in fulfilling?
I have succeeded in fulfilling to be in the middle of an orgy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've had some hotel events after gigs. They were close, but there was one where it was, I've told it before, 4.5 couples. Right. Where I wanted to be in an actual, or where there was just no hold, everybody's into everybody, and there's hands, and the consent is all given, and everybody walks away completely satisfied, and you can tell everybody had a blast.
Right. Ah, so a dream orgy then.
Yes, and it happened. It happened last year, Mardi Gras.
Nice.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was a fucking amazing.
What?
You next. I'm trying to think of my other one.
Oh, you mean talk while you're thinking of your
exactly.
next one? Okay.
My brain went
blank. So are we doing things we'd like to do or things we have done?
Just have done to kind of give people a baseline.
Have done.
Because like a lot of people, their ultimate thing is to have like a threesome.
Oh, okay. Did that.
And that's checked off all of our bucket lists.
Yes.
I had a bunch of threesomes before you and I got together.
Right.
So for me, that was kind of, I think that I wanted to experience that again because we were in a monogamous relationship.
Yeah.
So that has happened.
And I wanted to experience one. So there you go. And have had several.
We've had all kinds of different configurations.
Threesomes
and foursomes, fivesomes,
Fivesomes. Yeah, orgy. Well, more than five.
Right.
Less than 12. But not 11. Whoa. I don't know what that means.
I don't think there's a
12 couples?
I don't think there's a top number for orgies. I've never seen a definition that includes
I don't think there is.
Orgies, so it's just five or more.
I did hear somebody comment once that the last time they were at an orgy, because the orgy is a sort of like elusive beast, kind of like a unicorn. Mm-hmm. Last time I was at an orgy that was planned, I ate bacon. I was like, what the fuck?
Just sat in the corner and ate bacon and boiled.
Sat in the corner and ate bacon, and apparently nothing happened. Mm-hmm. That was just like this
big... Was that the orgy?
It was an orgy that had been planned, that had been set up, and it was just... And the dude was like,
that happens all the time.
And I fucking ate bacon. Like, that's awful.
You try to plan something in this lifestyle. Forget about planning. Go into a situation where you know naughty fun's going to happen.
Yeah.
You just know.
Right.
As far as the details of that, throw it out the door.
Yeah. You want to know the worst way to have have a party in lifestyle? Try to recreate something that happened before.
No.
That is the way to fuck yourself.
might as well just put the brakes on it right there.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Besides, it's more fun if you just go free flow and see what happens and meet who you meet. And
Yeah.
Try to plan that shit out. It never works.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I think that you've got to have some sort of activity to get people connected. Unless it's just, you're inviting over a group of play partners that have all played together in some way, shape, or form, and then there's a comfort level there. But if you're trying to create a group, you need to have some sort of activity planned.
Yeah.
Like we did the spin the spanker.
Yeah. For your birthday. But then, that didn't cover the activities that happened afterwards.
No, but it got everybody warmed up and...
True.
Fired up and, we were sharing our play bags and...
Yeah.
Showing everybody
the toys. So, that was eight. And there's eight. Let's see. It's the most... One, two,
well, there was that three, one four, that there were nine five, people six, involved seven, by the end.
Eight, nine, ten... Oh yeah, I did have one that went over 12.
Ooh,
in the clip pit.
Ooh,
yeah, that was pretty good.
Fun.
Yeah, it was okay. there's like a tipping point. There's like a tipping point where all of a sudden it's like, okay.
Well, then you're just kind of sharing space.
Don't even know. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And it does tend to pair up a little bit.
Right.
So if you're the odd person out, or if you're, if you're not like involved with someone directly, then it can become
a smidge pile, people on top of people on top of people.
Right, exactly. So orgies have been covered, threesomes, foursomes, swapping, full swap, soft swap.
You've even been blindfolded and been given four blowjobs in a row.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Really?
Loved
that was
it.
Something that I snagged him for.
He was such a lovely wife.
I know, right?
I didn't realize what a crowd that one drew.
Oh, that was we talked about that a couple weeks ago. I think we just briefly touched on it. It was right. Basically
was it a game. You had to guess who was blowing you.
It was part of the weekend of the Lifestyle Olympics,
yeah.
Where we have competitive sex games.
I actually missed that weekend.
Yeah, and you did. Yeah. Damn, dude.
And there were some people that were upset that they had missed the games in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So I orchestrated a blowjob competition up in the satellite. And we got four guys to sit on the edge of the bed, and we put blindfolds on them. And then four ladies or five ladies?
Four.
Four.
Yeah.
Rotated through, and then they voted on who gave the best blowjob.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah. So we each got like 1 minute to suck your guys' cocks or...
Oh, so you were...
It was a little...
I was, and I, nice. I honestly...
Yeah, I think it was a minute. Yeah.
I did not use my regular techniques.
No. Still knew who she was,
You wanted like, a competition?
That's what
you're trying to say? If you use your regular techniques, it blew them out of the water? Is that what you're talking
about? I'm just saying
I have some
patented secret techniques.
Uh-huh.
Not really secret. They're just fun that I know work.
Yeah.
And you left them off the table.
I did.
She did. She did. That's fine. Well, because, you know, in some case, well, that happened that there were two people in the receiving that would have
known
immediately. Like, oh, yeah. I mean, I still knew, but.
Right. But you even also told me you weren't, you called that in.
Yeah, I.
You did.
Fucker right in.
No, and I appreciated that because I was like, you know, this isn't my competition.
Yeah.
This wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to do it. It was fun,
yeah.
But it wasn't something that. Was like, I didn't get to do it. I want to do it.
Right. I need to win this.
Yeah.
Right. I'm the best
blowjobber. Yeah.
In the club.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm a giver.
You get enough attention as is.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah.
Bucket list.
Yours. What have you done so far?
What is something
are we covering the same thing when we talk?
You joined the club. What was on your bucket list? You succeeded in fulfilling at the club.
Having sex with other people.
With other people?
Yeah.
You did that before.
Not before we were at club.
It's true.
We were monogamous for almost 20 years.
Within your marriage.
Literally up until the day we... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Shared it with somebody
else. So that was for me because I didn't realize... And through actually the course of me doing education pieces and us talking, like we went through some stuff that we talked about where he felt like I had been withholding from him this mm-hmm. part of me that was, you know, and I talk about being slutty and whatever else, but I'd shut that part of me down because in this country, if you want to have the house and the kids and the dog and the husband and whatever else, that you've got to be faithful and you've got to be monogamous and
yep.
You know, swingers were this weird thing.
Other.
Yeah.
Other.
Key parties. And I don't know what, I didn't really think much about it because it wasn't, as far as I was concerned, it wasn't even an option. And we had talked about fantasies about having threesomes with other girl. I like to play with girls. Mm-hmm. And, that's been a lot of fun for me because I don't know. I people are like, oh, you're really picky about, you know, the girls that you play with. Well, I'm picky about the guys too. It's just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just don't, I'm slutty, but I'm not like.
Any port in a storm slutty?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean.
It's raining dicks.
No,
I got to get them all.
Part of it is the no drama clause that I have. Because there's a lot of people that I would just like to get up on.
Right.
But it's,
look, Ma, no hands.
Go there. Right. That.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And, yeah. No.
You know,
yeah.
there's like we had a episode a couple weeks ago about red flags. And
mm-hmm.
for me, it's not just about the behavior. It's behavior long term. And that's why, you know, we talked last time about, or a couple times ago about, one night stands. And for me, it's like, I don't want to know. Mm-hmm. That's because I don't want it ruined. I don't want to have the drama and the whatever else. So right. If I didn't get to know you well enough, then it's just a one night stand. I'm not going back there. So
you're coming back to this one though.
With you?
Yeah. It's not a one night stand.
Well, no, because we know each other yeah. really well. Yeah. Yeah. for right now, like with club stuff, I think it's my bucket list is more people than it is specific activities, because it's a situation of I'm not going to put conditions on what the activities are. So as far as like doing something specifically sexually in the place, I'm going to fuck on every single one of the beds before it closes. Mm-hmm. That's on my bucket. There's 42 beds.
Mm-hmm.
It is the ultimate answer to the ultimate question.
I think I have been 42. On.
Shit, I'm going. No, I know. No, I get the 42. I get the 42 reference. I'm now going through my.
There's one bed I have not.
One.
On. Yeah.
God damn it.
Veil room, upper bunk.
No, got that one.
I have it.
Whoa, there's like two, but they're both in the red room. Damn, I got something to do.
It's fun when people like go through and are fucking on all the beds. It's, yeah. It's really fun
there
to hear.
There was somebody last week who was doing that. Yeah.
Beds. It was
bed hopping. Yeah.
We had our encounter with the couple.
Right.
And the viewing audience. There was a gentleman that had a new play partner.
Right.
And they are literally spending 30 seconds on a bed. She's screaming her butt off. And then they get up and run down to their bed and
they're giggling and they're just having fun.
Having a blast.
We're applauding.
I swear to God, like teenagers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was awesome.
It was fun.
Maybe that's what I can do next Wednesday.
Bed
fuck,
hop.
Fuck on every bed.
Just make it a point.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You should do that. Mm-hmm. You should totally do that.
All right. All right.
He's got his game face on now.
Yeah. So for me, it's like the sexual experiences are going to extend beyond what's happening at club.
Of course.
So, but as far as lifelong bucket list stuff, I want to get comfortable playing in public. So that's on my bucket list. I like to have sex outside. So I want to do that again. I haven't done that in a long time and it's getting
in
more
a warm rain.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So that's the interesting thing too, because like it's societal, the way society is running, it's like more dangerous to have sex outside than it was previously just because of like indecent exposure laws.
Yes. Everybody has a camera.
Right. And there's some people that I've talked to about, you know, maybe playing around outside and they're like, nope. Sorry.
Yeah. No, not happening.
Not
right,
happening.
No.
I'm not going to fuck you in the car. I'm not. No roadhead. No.
There's just too much. Yeah.
Too much. Which is kind of sad because, like, we had an amazing experience in your parents' driveway one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he fucked me over the hood of his parents' car at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning one night in their driveway.
It was fucking awesome. And then I took that car and I drove her home in it. Because I'm a gentleman.
Right? Open the door and everything.
Nice. Mile High Club.
Yeah, done that.
I have not.
I dated a pilot for a while.
Oh, well, that's cheating.
No, why? I got to fuck in a cockpit. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's still, a little bit. That's a little bit different, and it doesn't.
That should
that's
be
not
a
really
qualification
what
of
do you
Mile
mean?
High Club.
Well, that it qualifies. It definitely counts, and it's good on you. I'm going to say that. Good on you. But it is a that's a super elite type. Like,
so what? I'm an elitist. Whatever.
All right. All right. I knew it.
What I'm saying is there should be a special award for that.
There okay. should be, and yeah, it should be like, yeah, the
beyond the
queen of the friendly skies.
Oh, man, I am getting on a plane. By the time this airs, I will have been on the plane. Maybe I will have mile-high some club.
Yeah, we're having to record a couple episodes in a row because you're going to Vietnam.
Yes.
Nom.
Yes. Yeah. That'll be good. Yeah. It's gonna be that's going to be a really fun time. So, anyway, it is kind of that's actually kind of on my travel bucket list.
Vietnam?
Yeah. So.
Bring me a sandwich.
Vietnamese sandwich?
I love Good Vietnamese
God
sandwiches,
damn it.
Man.
Don't you think
I was going to bring a war bride. I was going to bring back a war bride.
Oh, my fucking God.
What?
Wow.
What?
I thought you were just taking a carry-on.
I can put another bag in it.
We're just going to stop
Dude,
this conversation right
you
here.
You have too many women in your life as is.
Not true. That is false, sir. That is false. I challenge you to a duel.
I prefer
dueling vaginas.
I prefer none. You have two established, and you want a third. That blows my mind.
Do you know what the symbol for trouble is in Chinese kanji? It's a house with two women under it. Not sure which flavor, but
so. Definition of bucket list are these things that we have a chance to succeed in our lifetime or things.
Why not put it out there?
Complete and utter fantasies.
Do like it. I want to hear the complete and utter fantasies.
Okay, I have a couple.
Okay.
We'll have, okay, one's complete fantasy, one is actually doable. One, Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
That's the doable one?
That's, yeah.
Okay.
I got some mojo, dude.
You never know what could happen.
Hey. I heard she's a swinger. Haven't you heard everybody in Hollywood's a swinger?
Oh, my God.
Everybody.
Ever since she displayed her nipples so prevalently on Friends, I have been hooked.
Okay, that's not been confirmed or denied that she's a swinger, so we're not going to go
there. And there's plenty of men out there that would agree with me. So
yeah.
That's not a very unique or original.
Are you talking about the Maxim magazine photo shoot that she did?
No.
No.
Oh, that one was pretty hot.
Friends. She always had her nipples popping out.
Well, yeah.
It was cold in that studio.
It was. The other girls seemed to be warm all the time, but she was cold.
Some people just have exceptional nipples.
And I bet that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the bucket list. So, her, and there's one that I almost completed recently. Oh, it was like 2 months ago. Redhead, blonde, brunette, me.
Oh.
Oh,
all at the same time or in a row?
The trifecta.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yes.
Redhead, blonde, brunette.
Oh, you know what?
Preferably long hair, because
I've got two of them covered.
As you do, but then I'd have to have another girl that has the exact opposite on her head.
Oh, okay.
So, oh, yeah.
Or maybe purple hair, whatever.
Got it.
But the original bucket list fantasy was redhead, blonde brunette.
So and, okay. So again, sorry. At the same time or in a row?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's two.
Yeah.
Tink, tink. I mean, I had.
I was making a joke of this earlier about, you know, I can make it. You're obviously going to probably have two girls pair off to a certain degree.
There's
going to
be a little bit. Sure, sure.
Not everybody can play on me at once.
Bullshit.
You sell yourself short.
I told you about the Chinese fire drill that I made up,
well,
right?
Exactly. But what I was thinking.
Oh, now who's racist?
What? Okay, you know, like the car game.
I oh, my God. Don't know if there's a new name for that.
I don't know.
Whatever. I understand what you're saying.
Tell us story.
Four ladies, one dude.
Anyways.
Table.
The three ladies, and you set it up like speed dating. You got 3 minutes. Here we go. Ding. I know you're just about ready to come. Sorry. Time's up.
Oh, that's not good. Are you kidding me?
That's almost like a gangbang kind of situation where you put timers on it.
You can come back to me in 6 minutes.
I don't. Okay. All right. So you're making a game of it. I get that. Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
That
that's
will
fine.
Never happen, but.
Sure.
You never know. There might be some chicks that are into that.
So what I'm thinking is I get Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
Get Courtney Cox. And Lisa Kudrow.
Got it.
And I kill two birds with one stone. A double banger. Two checks off my bucket list.
Okay.
So Jennifer Aniston's a redhead in your mind? Do you fly loose and fast with the term redhead?
It can, yeah, sometimes.
So it ranges anywhere from strawberry blonde to ginger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To brunette or auburn. Exactly. You don't care.
Yeah.
All right. Just wondering where your gauge is.
Doesn't matter.
Because, you know, we wingman each other pretty good.
We do. Oh, you're a good wing woman.
Mm. Mm. Thank you.
Okay, so are you going to find him a ginger? Or just a...
You know what? As reddish, we discussed earlier,
reddish.
Let's not plan looking. It. Let's just make it happen.
Asking where I fit into the whole hair scheme.
Well, no. I'm just asking how stringent are you going to be in your standards in the wingmanging? Well.
Let's
wing
see.
Wing bang.
Being a natural redhead myself, I'm going to say this. Redheads are fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. So perhaps I should take that bullet and just be the redhead.
You'll be the redhead.
And we'll find you a nice brunette, which won't be difficult for me, and then a hot blonde.
Okay, so since that's how this is going to go down, now you're going to have to find a blonde and a brunette who are going to be okay with being recorded.
No, you know what? It doesn't have to happen on our first time.
I know.
This could be our second.
I understand.
I can't believe I... Was I drunk at the time?
Nope.
Is that why you guys plied with booze?
No, ma'am.
Nope.
Nope. Not at all.
Nope. Nope.
Nope.
Fuck you guys.
And it's recorded.
You're screwed. And literally. Awesome. You know, I think one of these times you're going
to
be like,
nobody wants to record me
to
getting
a
it on.
Podcast recording, and you're going to come on, or everything's going to be set up, and I'm going to be like laying half naked on the bed.
Yep.
Let's do this thing.
Boom, 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 boom.
Let's get a bucket list check.
Is that on your bucket list is to be recorded?
Actually, I've never been recorded. I've never been videotaped, and that would be a lovely thing. Why not?
How about now? It's on the list. I didn't realize I had an experience once I didn't realize was on a list until it was on a list.
That doesn't count.
What do you mean?
I had three blowjobs in the same day. Three
what? Oh, yeah, I remember
three
that day.
Different.
It doesn't count. It wasn't on the list before.
No bullshit.
You can't. Well, you can't retro.
That has to count.
You can't retro.
I do a
that
bunch
fucking
of
has to count.
No.
You okay? So okay, Captain Jack, you have never put together a task list for yourself and then put like at least one item on the top of it that you could check off because it was already done.
If I
really,
why waste the time of writing it down?
So you can keep track of what you've done.
I'm gonna do that.
So here's. Well,
just
like,
keep track of what he's
if
done.
You're just kind of a free-flowing spirit and going, dude, I'm just going to go with what happens and
I do
how
have
things
a spreadsheet, though.
I woke up one
you
morning.
Have a spreadsheet?
I woke up one morning.
Is it between your ass cheeks?
A spreadsheet.
No, I do have a spreadsheet of...
Of what?
Of people I've been with.
Are you fucking serious? Is it sorted alphabetically or by date?
I'm going to move.
Oh,
I'm going to move about a foot to the left now.
I'm kind of a spreadsheet junkie.
And, so you seriously have a fucking...
Really?
Is it in the cloud?
God, I hope so.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go get it.
So, yeah. Well, it was, I don't know. It was like 10 years ago or something like that.
That you started it?
I just started thinking back, like, who have I been with? You know, and it was a pretty short list.
Yeah. I should probably start keeping a list.
And,
really?
I used to remember. Now I'm like,
so
wait
a
second.
As time goes by, I try to think of, okay, wait. I keep adding columns of like what
you,
I did.
Oh, so, okay,
them.
So wait.
Fucking
okay,
serious?
So wait.
Yes.
You're pathological. That's awesome.
Pathological?
High five.
I don't know if that's pathological. It's just,
if it was pathological, it would be a normalized database.
My sexual history.
It would be a normalized
database. It'd be a normalized database.
I think
that'd be related
where it's
tables.
Going. He's not done with the story yet. Maybe. Is it searchable?
Of course it is. It's a,
well,
is it Excel?
Yeah, it's an Excel, so you can just
you can do is
control F.
Control F, bam. Yeah. Yeah.
And do you categorize things the same way, like BJ and like for blowjob? Or
blowjob? I think that's the header of that column.
Is that tick boxes?
Whether or not I got a blowjob from her.
So it's
blowjob.
Get this right.
Rim job.
You got a
anal.
Name. You got a date.
A name.
Toss salad.
Okay. Toss salad. I got.
I'm just thinking. What's TS
okay,
for?
You know, I don't have it in front of me, so I can't. I might get miss a couple things, but
that's,
like
that's
name.
Quite all right.
Where I was living at the time, not necessarily where we're at.
Okay.
Just to reference. Actually, have the general. Okay, the year.
Well, that's not bad.
Have not necessarily the month, but the year.
Sorry, that's actually.
And the where it was done.
Like
and
room.
Like what room, what house, what
house,
something.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then columns that were kind of like check marks or whatever, or put an X in it if we actually did that particular activity.
Okay.
And it was actually a really fun exercise.
Is it, it sounds like it. Is it per incident, or do you have, so for example, if you go back for seconds.
There's a one night stand box.
Okay.
That if we go back for seconds, that gets un-X'd.
Un-X'd. All right. Yeah.
It's no longer a one-night stand.
Okay. But then is there separate entries or is it just all one entry?
No, only one entry per customer.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, no, that makes sense.
No. It'd be impossible. I mean, that makes me sound really slutty, but just the average person, it would be...
Astronomical.
If one person, you know, even if you had the same lover for your whole life... Still, you want to put down every time you had sex with that person? Entry? No.
I'm just trying to find out where you're at.
No, I'm not.
It makes the deduping really, really fucking difficult. You know, in case you wanted to make a mailing.
Mailing list. Mailing.
By the way, yeah. Hey, now, I'm off the market. Sen, male merge.
Is it comma separated variables? Or
comma delineated?
Only if he exports it to CSV. But who does that anymore, really?
You want to see that.
Yeah, he wants the whole thing. He wants the whole thing in XML these days. Is what happens.
I'm not going to look. I'm not going to look. I don't want to see it. I don't want to disparage.
You can't find it anyways. You know what he's got? He's got your name and a whole bunch of blanks.
No, that's not true.
No, that's true. That's not true. Right?
There's no. Not, but it's. Although it should be, because we have done just a little bit.
Yeah.
You do fit a couple categories, but not much.
Like shower hand job?
Yeah. Touching.
Sorry about that.
Touching.
Sorry.
Well, the soap got a little burny.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry
about your
dick.
Yeah, it did. Soap doesn't work too well. Liquid soap.
Sorry, Captain Jack. Feel you, bro. Yeah.
What?
There we go.
You're grabbing the soap. I'm like, okay, well, I hope I can make this quick. No.
Sometimes it works. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
You give some serious eye contact, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 I like it. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Well, thank you.
You
guys.
Take that to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Could you hear the smile in her voice? I could. Of course, I could also see the smile on her face.
Anyway.
So
you've got your list.
So yeah.
Yeah. So that's
that. Was that your fuck it list?
Fucked it list. That's a short fuck it list.
So again, I'm interested in this concept of not being able to put something on your bucket list that you didn't know was there until after you did it.
That's, you know, you can't just something like, oh, that should have been on my bucket list. And
why
then
not?
Put it on your bucket list. Because you're supposed to have something. It's your list is for something for you to achieve those.
Well, okay.
You can't just magically drop into something like, oh, that had to be on my list. And,
yeah,
oh,
but
okay, look, I checked off all these
things
on my list.
Yeah, but consider this. What, you know, there are occasions in our lifestyle where things happen to you that there's no fucking way that you were going to go like, you know what? I think
example.
I would like to see. Okay. How about you're in a foursome and one of the people is a dwarf and you end up watching a woman doing presses while giving the dwarf a blowjob.
Well, that's just
you know what?
Comedy.
That goes on the fucking bucket list. Because how the fuck are you going to think... You know what?
You know what?
You wake up one morning and you get your little piece of paper and you're like, I want to see a dwarf getting bench pressed.
That, I do not believe that the bucket list should be that detailed. So something like that would never be on a bucket list.
I look at a bucket list.
I can see that.
Like
I can see your
cool
point.
Cool shit I've done and cool shit I want to do.
Okay, that's different. I got my cool shit that I've done spreadsheet, but it's not my bucket list.
All right.
We're finding new things out about Captain Jack.
Would you like to be on my spreadsheet?
Oh, shit. I'm going to... Here's a pro tip.
Are you
that
asking me?
It's not going to work.
Oh, yeah. Not even
It could work.
I think that it will be misinterpreted for something that he's not necessarily going to want to get into. That's all I'm going to say. That is, there are some things that just no.
Are you going to want to have sex with somebody who says, yes, I would love to be on your spread?
Probably
not. Actually, probably would.
I think that's very
Let's see where this goes.
In some ways. I think it's better than, you know, forgetting about instances, which I know that people do periodically.
Okay, so, you know, a while ago I was thinking, God, I can't remember. What happened? So I had to dig deep. Oh, that's right. So in order not to forget these experiences,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to put them down.
Yeah.
You know, many people call that a memoir.
It's a memoir. It's not a spreadsheet. It's a memoir.
Writing a memoir.
A sexual memoir.
There you go.
Right. So that when you get that publishing deal
from there you go.
Valentine's
All right.
Random House.
So I know exactly how many people I've had sex with, how many people I've done anal with.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
How many of them I've gone down on.
All right.
If my memory was correct, so, you know, that one time I had to go back and, like, think about it. Okay, what happened?
Right.
So it's comfort. There's comfort there knowing I know the numbers.
Huh. Okay. That's fine.
Is that pathological?
No, I was just teasing you. I was just teasing you.
As you should.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think I want to try different positions, too.
Oh.
That's, yeah.
What haven't you tried?
Dude, there's like hundreds of positions.
I should have brought my calendar.
You should have. Yes.
Except most of those are impossible. You have to be a Cirque du Soleil actor in order to do them.
Yeah.
That's just somebody scribbling on a piece of paper going,
that's funny. Swing it from a tree.
Or you just have to, you know, find a gymnast to fuck.
A gymnast?
A gymnast. 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 Circus performer. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah. Crazy
talk. Those kinds of boys are always fun to play with.
Or are ladies. They?
So I want to know, what position are you, do you want to...
I have not had an opportunity to do the Eiffel Tower thing where it's two girls making out when they're on top of one guy.
Oh, really?
Where one's riding him and the other's sitting on his face.
Yeah.
So I haven't.
That's a good
time.
That
just hasn't come up. I think that would be fun.
Yep. I agree. I volunteer as tribute.
Yes, please. Yes, please. So we'll have to have us two and four women.
Fine.
Three more.
Keep those ideas coming, Captain Jack.
I think
the way you think.
Rabbit is probably more than willing to contribute.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So now we need two.
Yep.
So anybody out there would like to be the other two?
Email us. No, we're not closing the show down. Now we're only we're only halfway through, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So positions.
Yeah, positions. Like I said, there's specific people on my bucket list.
We don't need to name names.
Oh, yeah. No. There's a half dozen people at the club on my bucket list.
Yeah.
And I know three of them. It's just as likely I'm going to hook up with Jennifer Aniston as if I would be with them. It's that likely.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that, do you think?
Multiple reasons. I don't want to really get into it, but there's just several reasons why that's not going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting for, you know, Jennifer to show up at the front door. And
When the phone doesn't ring, you'll know it's her.
Apparently, she's a swinger now. So.
Right.
That's not been confirmed or denied. I'm not going to disagree.
It hasn't been denied. What? That's the important part of that. It has not been denied.
I'm going to keep it there.
True.
I am going to keep it there.
That's fair. That's fair.
Can you imagine the publicity that would come?
Can you imagine the conversion I would have by sharing her?
Oh, God. What am I going to do with you two?
That's what you get for going on a podcast with
an Eiffel Tower comes to mind.
Yeah. So there's positions.
Because there's the lady version.
Yeah.
Oh, that's more of a spit roast, though. Oh,
not necessarily.
I need to contest your anti-spit roast.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, but there's a very easy way to do it.
Oh, my God. I know there's easy ways to do it. I just am adamant about... Don't.
What if you bent your head up under like last episode and there was that happening?
That wouldn't
and then
be a true spit roast.
There's still the danger of the jaw getting slammed down on the cock.
True.
I don't like not having that much control of my, because you, okay guys.
That's a lot of negatives.
Like.
New bucket list entry.
Having
Jenga
having
and a
teeth.
Spit roast.
Bucket list law.
No. That's having a new bucket. Teeth clamped
new
down
entry.
On your dick. Are you serious? Yeah. Does that sound like a good time for
I
you?
I recovered.
I trust you.
I didn't do that to
you. I know you didn't. I didn't say you did.
It's just not enjoyable. Okay, so you said you've got a whole new blah, blah, blah.
It's really simple, and I was doing it when it was recent, and I was like, oh, this is easy way of doing it. And
okay,
the
how?
The guy that the girl's giving oral to doesn't move. The guy behind the girl is really doing all the movement for her.
Okay, so that's actually the problem.
Point.
That's what she's been saying is the problem. It's the guy behind
it.
Is banging away.
Yeah, but you position
and she
it
can't,
so it's
like,
not like
control the head movement to be
but
you know,
you,
teeth rattly.
You got to be sensitive at how deep it goes, of course.
Well,
it could easily happen.
Oh my God.
Works for me.
Oh.
All right. If it works for you, then you go first.
And you're
I'll get my strap on and we'll try it out. I'll fuck you in the ass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It'll be like a crash test.
O-Face podcast
takes a turn.
Put
chalk on your teeth if you clamp down
on my teeth. I'm surprised
we
you didn't say lipstick.
Dildo or lipstick. We could do that. See how hard and fast I can fuck you in the ass.
Well, no. So the guy... I guess you've only been with guys just bam, bam, bam from again, behind.
Why I'm picky? Because, yeah. I have had some experiences where there are, that's just railing. Mm-hmm. And that's fine as long as I don't have a dick in my mouth. I don't dislike. I enjoy getting railed. But I am, it's an OSHA violation. That's all I'm going to say. We don't need to have this discussion anymore. We're done. Done.
Move on.
OSHA violation.
Move on. She's starting to use her hands. Move on.
I'm trying to pour more gin. Excuse me for a moment.
Jeez. We don't, yeah. And we haven't had seconds on this show in a long time, mister.
No, it's that good, huh?
Yeah, all right.
I have to drive tonight. Fine. You have to.
No, you're at home. Oh.
Little touch of that.
No,
okay, so.
No drinking and driving.
No. Of course not. That would be.
Less funny, but.
Unsafe at any speed.
Who's got another bucket list entry?
I've not been with an African-American gentleman.
And nor I with an African-American lady.
I was with an African-American lady.
But not a gentleman?
Not a gentleman.
Well, there you go then.
Yeah, so it's that's not necessarily a fantasy that I've had. Curiosity. Curiosity.
Huh.
Just
really?
It just hasn't had the opportunity. Hasn't
that wasn't like a bucket list? It happened. And it
was, okay. Again, that was a cool thing that happened that I didn't know was on the bucket list. I did have relations with an Indian from India.
Indian national.
Yes.
With still the accent.
Yep.
Hmm. Nice.
Yep.
French girl. I've been with a French girl. This was early on in my life, actually.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, real early. And she was an exchange student. That was fun.
Not on the bucket
list. Yeah, they
list,
still have, they shave their armpits. And they're not, the new generation, they're more Americanized. And it's the old generation that are all hairy and stuff.
What in the fuck are you talking about?
Also not true.
What in the fuck are you talking about?
God damn it, Cap.
I think I had some gin.
Oh, God. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so different nationalities. I went to an international boarding school, so...
Let's yeah. see. Ah, this should be interesting. Yeah.
You got a list.
Middle Eastern. Most of... There are a couple of Europeans thrown in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, no Africans. There were some Africans that did go to school. No South Africans. No Hispanics. There was a large Hispanic contingent from Colombia and Venezuela and stuff. And Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't mess with any of those boys. Yeah, fairly limited. And I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, mostly the European contingent.
Just throwing it down on that white D, huh?
I guess. I don't know. It just hasn't, just not the opportunity. I don't necessarily go around hitting on a lot of people. I'm flirty, but, so it's been who's shown interest in me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Oh.
I actually want to have sex on a beach. Never done it.
We did.
Yes.
Santa Monica, right by the pier.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking awesome.
Epic spot to have sex on a beach, too.
It was, I mean, it was a little bit away from the pier, but like it was close enough.
Not that far. It was within 100 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
It was at night.
Yep.
Really? You didn't do it at daytime with all the kids about?
No.
Well, you know.
Again, indecent exposure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to come up with a sexual situation combined with skiing. But those are pretty mutually exclusive. Those
skiing and sexual situations?
Yeah.
But just out fucking in the snow?
While skiing. Like
Google.
It's might be better with sledding, my dear.
Skiing, be fucking while skiing.
Did that one
seriously?
What
fucking while skiing? Yeah.
Fucking while skiing.
Maybe have her bent over while.
That sounds. That honestly sounds like the kind of like holodeck kind of thing, so that you don't fall off a fucking mountain
or get a head injury.
Run into a tree.
Either one.
Just fucking bono that shit.
Maybe, you know, you could be on the kitty slope and you could be like, I could be behind her and we're both doing the, you know, snow plow and I could be plowing too. And
do they have double skis, like tandem skis?
No.
Because that would
this
be
isn't a, the 70s.
That no. would be a good solution.
No.
I'm just asking.
It's not like two-man bobsled or anything.
Wow. Is that even physically possible?
This doesn't seem physically possible. Sure. This doesn't seem physically
possible. She could be breaching over, grabbing her ski tips. That'd work.
Nobody's watching where anybody's going. Bam! Mogul.
I like having sex on camping trips. I like the outdoor fucking... I do.
Yes.
Especially because in a tent.
The really private and soundproof tent walls.
Captain Jack, who gives a fuck?
Exactly. It's just about being out in nature.
Because you know what? You know what the best part is? Because if somebody actually has the balls to go from their campsite all the way over to yours, you've probably found a good time to, you know, pack up and leave. Because that's some fucked up shit. You guys are too loud fucking. I was just standing over here by my fire, roasting some s'mores. And I noticed that the sounds of your carnality in my ears were really disturbing me.
Oh, jeez.
And if I must hearken back to last week's, would you like to borrow my chainsaw?
God. Oh, my good God.
Oh, my God. To open up a club of my own.
Yeah.
Bucket list. Love to do it.
What would you do? What would your...
It would be obviously patterned after New Horizons.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine anything better with it, but better than what we got going on there. What would I do different? Oh, wow. I would make it more open to everybody's sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Even though
it might not be something I'm into.
Right.
But people are into or whatever. And if that has to be a special night of the week, mm-hmm. so be it. You know, mm-hmm. I understand there's a lot of people out there that aren't into seeing guy-on-guy stuff. Whatever. You know, to each their own. Mm-hmm. And there could be a special night of the week that...
That could happen. I visualize different playrooms because I've...
Different playrooms. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. not a bad idea.
Yeah. That's... and I've actually talked about this a little bit with, you know, future visions and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And that's the other piece of it, too, because some nights people are bi and sometimes they want to be hetero. And sometimes they're into group stuff and sometimes they're just into playing with one-on-one.
I would keep the liquor... On a sales basis, not as included into your admission.
Mm-hmm.
Food would always be included.
Yeah.
Got to have some decent food. You got to have that central core of community first.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Playtime second.
Right.
Yeah, there's so many things in my head about opening a club that, boy, it would be impossible for me to pull that off. You need to have a whole group of people to do it, to rally around the cause. I think now, today, day and age, you can't just do it with one person.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No way. Need some talent.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Because I am not a party planner.
It's a special lot to get shenanigans going, that's for damn sure.
Well, I'll start the shenanigans.
Yeah.
and I'll finish it.
Get it started up in here.
So, bucket list, did we exhaust them?
I don't know. I think I found out that I've got a lot of stuff that was on my bucket list
Off. A lot of stuff on your bucket list that you won't know that's on there until you've tried it.
Well, that's true too.
He just deals with bucket lists in a different way. How do you? I don't know. So okay, then that's fine.
No, that's fine. And I agree. I agree with you that, you know, have a list of cool shit that you did. That's fine.
Yeah.
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 It's It's going to be a full Adventure Time. Maybe that's something that we should work on and revisit it.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe we should have a one episode to build our fantasy club.
To build our fantasy club?
Yeah. Fantasy club building.
Oh.
What would that look like?
Ah, exactly.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Maybe so. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has to be downtown somewhere.
Could be anywhere we want.
That would be on my bucket list of fantasy club things. It would have to be a downtown thing, because just to have that big fuck you right there in the middle of everything, to be like, you know what, fuck all y'all,
top of one of the,
this is what the fuck we're doing,
top floor of one of the,
and you know you want to be in here and you know you want to be doing this shit, and if you're too chicken shit, then fuck off, and if you're not, then welcome, come and join us,
the world.
Have a good fucking time. Doesn't have to be a space that's owned. It can be an adventure.
Ooh.
I got plans, y'all. I got plans.
Yeah.
Getting there.
What's the name of that group?
I'm not going to disclose it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, we got to get some stuff up and running. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
All right. There you go. Hey, you know what? If you guys have bucket lists, send them in.
Yeah, I want to hear about it.
TheOFacePodcast@gmail.com. Send us your bucket list.
Give me some ideas.
We will talk about them. And if you want to tweet it at us, 140 characters at a time, at TheOFacePodcast on the Twitters. And you could leave a comment in the comments on every episode at TheOFacePodcast.com. And yeah, I think there you have it. Oh, hey, you know what? Also, rate us on iTunes. And, you know, we've had a couple of people that have come to us and said, I rated you on iTunes. I want my star. I want my kisses for stars. I'm like, I will go and verify that. Yep. So they aren't showing up. And I don't know whether it's iTunes or what's happening.
I think they just want kisses.
That might be. That might be. And that's fine. That's fine. But, you know, believe but verify. Right?
Absolutely.
There you go. So kisses will be delivered. Kisses have been delivered. It's all good. It is a legitimate offer. But, yeah, iTunes. And
she enjoyed the fuck out of those kisses.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I think that about does it for the bucket list for right now.
Sweet.
You know, we reserve the right to add or delete things from it.
Absolutely.
Cool.
I'll come up with some positions. I'll start doing research.
Yeah, I got to figure out a number of people that I still need to have sex with at one time, I guess, because that seems to be the only thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I want a gangbang or not.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's fine.
Maybe.
Tweet your own.
But, you know, maybe it'll be on the bucket list after I figure out that I really liked it.
Ha-ha, Captain Jack. Happy Captain Jack.
Thanks for listening, guys.
That's another podcast in the can.
That looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Check, 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 check.
Check, check. Hey.
Because now we're on 17, if you know what I mean.
Oh, is it just 17?
She's only 17.
I do know what you mean.
Love like you never seen.
There you go. Episode 17, seriously, dudes. Right?
Right. All right.
Let's make it.